AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Hunter Biden has just pleaded not guilty to three federal gun charges. CBS's Catherine Herridge covering in Wilmington, Delaware.
The federal judge asked the president's son if he understood the charges, the potential serious penalties, and that he had a right to remain silent. And to each, he responded with a strong and soft voice, "Yes, Your Honor." And when it came time to enter the plea, that was done by his attorney. Mr. Biden pleads not guilty to the three charges.
Former President Trump is back in a New York court today for the second day of his business fraud trial. In Washington, we heard this morning from House Speaker McCarthy the morning after a formal challenge was issued to his leadership.
Keeping government open and paying our troops was the right decision. I stand by that decision. And at the end of the day, if I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz is leading the charge against McCarthy.
The last straw for me was learning that Kevin McCarthy had created a secret side deal with President Biden on Ukraine while we were in the middle of this government funding battle.
Washington police investigating last night's carjacking of Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar. It happened about a mile from the Capitol.
His team said that he was actually parking his car when three men with weapons approached him and demanded his vehicle, which he, of course, then handed over. Now, inside of that vehicle was also his phone, iPad, luggage.
And reporter Jess Arnold says the vehicle has been found. Cuellar was not hurt. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on what broke the case of a missing 9-year-old girl. She says the suspect tripped up.
Opens the mailbox and inserts the ransom note, leaving a critical piece of evidence behind, his own fingerprint.
A 47-year-old man is under arrest. The girl is said to be in good health. A New Jersey appeals court has thrown out a nearly $224 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson in a trial over claims that they developed cancer from being exposed to the company's talc powder products. The court questioned the allowance of some of the expert testimony. A woman suffered serious injuries in San Francisco when she was pinned under a self-driving car. Fire Captain Justin Shore.
Rescuers arrived to find a victim underneath the rear axle of a vehicle and it effected an immediate rescue. The autonomous vehicle company is in contact with San Francisco police, who is conducting an investigation into this incident.
He says it's possible another vehicle was involved. Checking Wall Street. Right now the Dow is down 360 points. The S&P is down 58. NASDAQ down more than 200. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen Thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen Thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 4th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids School District WREA Salary Committee meeting begins with a closed session at 5. They will start their open session around 5:15. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting will begin at 4:30. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 5:30. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 to noon at the Adams County Community Center. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. There will be a nationwide test tomorrow of the emergency alert system. It will happen at approximately 1:20 on Wednesday. You'll hear it on your cell phone, radio, and other broadcast systems. This is only a test, so no action is needed. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 84 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 65. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 75, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
App. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome to Hour 2 of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia from Devil's Advocates. You can catch him later this afternoon, along with Mike Crute from 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network. And our special guest and a friend I've known for a long time and I don't get to see nearly often enough. She is the executive director for the Sojourner Family Peace House. Carmen Petrie is in studio. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
One second, get these mics on. There we go.
All right, Jane. Always good to be with you, Jane. We don't see each other enough.
We really don't. And we always talk about going for coffee, and that just never seems to happen.
Exactly.
You're a very, very busy person, and justifiably so. I wish you didn't have to be so busy.
Yeah.
But the reason that you're in, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Certainly, this is something that a lot of different agencies try to address throughout the course of the year, but October is a time to really zero in on the issue and try and bring as much attention to it as possible, because despite your decades and decades of work,
right,
this is still a major problem in this country.
It is. I want to start where you, what you said. You know, we have 8 programs in Milwaukee. We have the Women's Center here in Waukesha. There's lots and lots of resources for people, but there's still too much isolation and suffering for our families, for survivors, and there's a lot of work yet to be done.
What can we members of the general public do? Let's start there, Carmen.
The theme of Domestic Violence Awareness Month is one thing, and it's a reminder that we all have the power to do one thing in our lives. We all know someone who's being hurt, and we all know someone who's hurting others. And so the one thing you can do is maybe listen to a survivor, believe a survivor, be a safe person for someone to come forward. Educate yourself about the resources. Volunteer for one of these nonprofits. Give your time. Make a donation. But I think it's to remember during this month the incredible power we have to make a difference in people's lives. Survivors are isolated, and they need us to open a door for them.
And the isolation is intentional.
Is intentional. In fact, you know, it's necessary for the violence to continue in that relationship. Most of these acts happen, the crime of domestic violence happens in isolation, usually in private. And we need to break that cycle of isolation for families.
Well, and I've always said this, for people who are abusive and are abusers, it's not like they go out amongst the general population and their colleagues and friends and brag about how they smacked her around good last night.
Absolutely
not.
That's
just not how it happens.
Right. They're charming. They're, you know, and even for them, you can peel it back to some exposure in their life. People aren't born violent. You know, this is a human rights issue. People get here, we're little babies, and we learn that violence is an acceptable strategy by watching the people in our lives, right? So that's why working with kids and kids' exposure and working with parents to heal themselves so that cycle doesn't repeat generation after generation.
So abusers tend to come from abusive families. They have experienced the abuse themselves.
Right. And I think as a society, we don't get there soon enough. You know, we wait for public safety, and public safety is critical. If I'm strangling you or raping you or using a gun against you, you need a public safety approach. But for every time police have to be called, there's lots of moments where we've missed an opportunity to help a family early on.
Cameron, how do we... Those opportunities, how do we take advantage of those opportunities? How do we know as a society to address them?
I think that we need churches and schools and neighborhood organizations that are attuned to the issue, both looking for people who are hurt and people who are hurting others. We need mentors. We need healthy people to wrap our arms around. You know, we need healthy men to wrap their arms around men who've been hurt, who grew up seeing this, and mentoring them into a different behavior. I don't think punishing people and holding them accountable is the right strategy. I think we have to get there early. Research shows that people who hurt others have hopes and dreams for their children. And when they realize what the impact is on their kids, they begin to become open to changing their behavior. Same thing for survivors. So I think more family programming in our schools, our churches, our neighborhoods. And we all need to get comfortable with this conversation.
I guess that stuns me, and it shouldn't, that abusers don't realize and or understand the ramifications of their behavior. But if, again, you came from that as what is normal.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm just doing what my father did to me, or what my parents did to me, or what my grandfather did to my grandmother.
Exactly. Or I got this hurt in me, and I don't know what to do about it, and so I project it onto other people. And I've never been given the opportunity to heal or been taught by healthy role models that this is not the way to be. We can all get angry, right?
Frustrated, oh, for sure.
But just, you know, don't act that out on another person. You need that role modeled for you as a child and a teenager.
Cameron, the isolation and also the lack of a conversation, it's an uncomfortable conversation,
right,
kind of drives it, you know, into the ground a little bit. How big of a problem is this? I mean, in most people probably think, well, you know, there's a couple occasions here and there where things get out of hand. But I get the sense that this is a deeper problem and more widespread than most people probably think.
I think it's a deep problem in the psyche of all of us in this country. I think violence is accepted, we're drowning in a sea of violence, all kinds of violence in our society. For us, it starts at home. You know, I don't believe any human comes into the world thinking, well, I'm going to pick up a gun and go shoot up my workplace. But if you look at workplace violence, you can see this thread back to some form of intimate partner violence. So violence in the home spills out everywhere. So it depends on what measure you want to use. We just did a report on the economic impact of domestic violence. We had a summit last week. Each year, Milwaukee County pays $116 million, and the state of Wisconsin pays $657 million in unintended costs related to domestic violence. So, you know, court costs, prosecution, corrections costs, medical costs, disability. So there's all kinds of ways that we're already paying a high price for this. We're not safe when an abuser comes to work looking for the person they want to hurt. So I think this is an issue that impacts all of us. And we grew up believing that, hey, if I'm safe, this is not my business. That's happening to you. Well, it's all of our business.
You make an excellent point that in a lot of instances of these mass gunmen, they have a history of domestic violence.
Yes.
So they bring that attitude with them out into the world. So no one is safe.
Right. You know, we act out what's in our hearts closest to home first.
Right.
Right. And then we go out in the world with who we are. And people who hurt others are wounded people. It's not to say that that's an excuse. We need to hold people accountable. The other challenge is we live in a society where if you look at the homicides, 81 to 85% of the homicides are committed with guns, we have way too much access or easy access to firearms. So you have this society where violence is normalized. You have people wounded who believe that it's a strategy, never been given an opportunity to heal or change or been held accountable, right? We need men to hold other men accountable in a loving way in their life, right? And women, we all need to wrap our arms around the family and say, how can we help?
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Carmen Petrie, the executive director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee, is our guest for the next half hour. Carmen, you mentioned the importance of that religious institutions can play
right.
in being a safe place for people who are victims of domestic violence. But there are some religious institutions, I feel, that tend to place the blame on women.
Right.
You're not being a good enough wife.
Right.
If you were a better wife, this wouldn't happen.
Or
you need to improve.
Right.
You need to be better
right.
in performing your wifely duties. I don't find that to be particularly healthy.
It is not healthy or helpful. You know, I've heard pastors say, well, God wants you to make this marriage work. Go home and pray. And the reality is there's lots of scripture and religious communities that have come out in support of survivors. I don't think it's helpful when we institutionalize the blame for this issue on one party or one person to say to a survivor, it's your fault or it's your responsibility to fix this, I think is inappropriate. I think there's a lot of evidence that faith communities can play a healing role. I mean, most of us, right, if you're spiritual, go to our spiritual community for healing. And it's a great opportunity for a pastor and a community to say, you know what, we are going to stand with love for everyone in this situation, but we're not going to accept you're being hurt or blame you for that.
And I don't understand how God can want the woman to go back and make this marriage work, but yet God doesn't want the man to stop being an abusive
right.
which I can't say on the radio.
Right.
You know, aren't you missing part of the equation?
Well, according to my religious tradition, but, you know, I'm a deeply spiritual person. I think we came here to be whole human beings, to not hurt each other. We have purpose. And I don't believe that any of us deserve to be hurt or that there's anything we could do that would make it such that it's my fault if you hurt me. And I don't think that religion or scripture supports that.
If you have a question for Carmen, we're not going to take any calls, but we will take your texts at 844-967-2789. If you have a question about resources, where you can go if you are in immediate need or you are in danger, there are places you can go for help, and we will get some of those linked into our show notes after the show is over. So again, if you have a question, please text it in at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching the live stream, you can also leave a comment on there. Carmen will still be here when we get back from the break. And I want to talk a little bit about, there's growing talk about getting rid of no-fault divorce and what that would mean, particularly for survivors and victims of domestic violence, if we go back to getting rid of no-fault divorce, and then someone, it's going to change things. And at least in my estimation, I don't think it's going to change things for the better. So I hope you will stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night. Waiting for this moment to arise.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case.
Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WA.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia, my Tuesday co-host. And because it is October and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Executive Director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center, Carmen Petrie, is with us in studio. I wish we didn't talk about this, but we have to talk about this. You brought this big board in that's behind you. From newspaper articles from 1996 about all of the domestic violence, and it hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. It's 1996, I worked for the mayor in Milwaukee and running the Commission on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And I did cut out newspaper articles and did a big board, and you could see the same headlines today in the news that were that are on the board from 96, which is a sad commentary, but I think while many things have not changed, many things have changed at the same time. Both things are true.
I mentioned before we went to the break that I wanted to talk about. There is a trend among some on the far right, and particularly the far religious right, that is talking about getting rid of no-fault divorce. Mm-hmm. And this is where you can basically go to the court and say, we're not getting along. This isn't working. We want to split.
Right.
And that's the end of it. Well, there is a growing push, again, among some to get rid of no-fault divorce because the argument is it's just too easy.
Right.
It's just too easy for women to leave a marriage, and you shouldn't be able to leave a marriage just because things are hard or challenging or maybe he beats you.
Right. As I said to you during the break, divorce and family court is a very difficult experience for survivors. And I think anything that makes it more difficult is problematic for survivors who are being hurt and are trapped in violent relationships. So, again, I'm not a legal scholar, even though I know many lawyers and judges, and I'm not a spiritual advisor, but I do understand, when things make more, when you do things that make it more complicated to get out of abusive relationships, that's a problem for all of us as a society. We should not be making things harder. We should be making it easier for people to be held accountable, to be able to speak the truth about what's happening, and to get out of situations that are hurting them. So I'm not in favor of things that make things harder.
And you're not in favor, as you said, even for people who are the abusers, they need some measure of understanding because they likely came from their own place of abuse.
Yeah. They do.
And I've gone back to this many, many times in so many instances, and I hate to put this all on you guys, but I am going to put it all on you guys, to talk to other guys, that this is not cool. And this is not how one behaves in a loving relationship, which has got to be really hard.
Right.
And because, again, nobody in your friendship circle is going to say, yeah, I hit her four times last night. It was great.
Right. And I think a lot of guys, I do want to give a shout out. There's a lot of guys who are doing healthy things out there and are holding people accountable. We just need to do more, and we need to do more sooner in people's lives. It's much easier to talk to a teenager about what love might look like in their relationship. What does it mean to be a healthy man or a healthy woman in a relationship, as you're talking to a teenager, instead of trying to repair something down the road when you have to call public safety or police, right?
Yeah.
So it's a missed opportunity.
And get there early.
Well, and especially with social media influencers now, like Andrew Tate and some of these really toxic men spreading these manly men messages.
Right.
This is what you should be to be a man. And that's pretty frightening.
And he's got millions of followers, so he must be right.
And young males.
Yeah, what that speaks to me is, I think down in the core is a wound inside of many men in this society. And that needs to be healed. It needs to be healed by other men. And we need to get there with compassion. Hold people accountable. And the challenge is, most of the resources we have are downstream. So we're in this river, and people fall in, and we get here later in the game. And there's a lot of people who are living out as if these toxic ideas are the way to be, and it's not healthy. Everybody pays the price for that.
Absolutely.
Carmen, if I may, Jane, I'm just curious, from your opinion, you know, mental abuse versus physical abuse. Are they separate? Is one a precursor to the others, or something to be, you know, gleaned from that? How do you look at that?
I have several thoughts about that. I kind of think of violence as a continuum. It can be subtle to severe. It can include sexual, physical, mental, spiritual abuse. And violence plays out along gender lines. The other thing that needs to be said is, there are men who are violated in this culture, right? And they need compassion. That's why I call it a human rights issue.
Yeah.
In a human being, you deserve dignity and respect. When we look at men, we see that they're more mentally abused or emotionally abused, because violence plays out along gender lines. But it can be a subtle to severe, and many women have talked about it, as we have more women who come forward, which is what I was grateful for, if you could use that word, with the crisis in the church. We had lots and lots of men who came forward to say they had been violated and raped. And what they did is, they made it acceptable, right? To say that you've been violated.
Right.
We live in this culture that men are in this box, and we need to make it okay for them to come forward when they've been hurt. But women have said, yes, absolutely. The verbal abuse and emotional abuse started before, and then the physical violence came later. I will also tell you, children and adults have said the verbal abuse was much more painful than the physical abuse. You know, I've had survivors say, I remember that. That hurt more than being punched or slapped in the face.
We only have a minute to go, Carmen. What number can people call if they would like some help?
414-933-2722. You're also able to go to familypeacecenter.org, find our resources. We have lots of incredible work, many things happening this month. We have some new technology I wanted to talk to you about, but yeah, familypeacecenter.org.
We will have you back. Carmen Petrie, the executive director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay close. We'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Focus Food Pantry in Wisconsin Rapids is asking for donations of unwanted paper bags. They're in desperate need of brown paper bags at the facility. They're located at 2321 West Grand Avenue. This week, they're open Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4. Any bags you can donate would be greatly appreciated.
The city of Wisconsin Rapids invites everyone to the leash-cutting ceremony for the new dog park. It's located on Saratoga Street between 24th Street North and 25th Street North. The ceremony is Wednesday, October 11th, from 4:30 to 5:30 at the park. The mayor will unveil the new name of the dog park at the event. More than 290 names were submitted to the city. The list was narrowed down to three names people could vote on. The new name will be revealed on October 11th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 84 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 65. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 75, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
We're going to change directions pretty drastically.
We're taking a hard left turn.
A hard left turn to lighten things up a little bit and share this with you in case you missed it. Stevie Nicks, former member of the rock band Fleetwood Mac, has now been immortalized in a new Barbie doll.
Yes.
The 75-year-old presented the Stevie Nicks Barbie to fans at a show in New York at Madison Square Garden on Sunday, calling it Stevie Barbie. And Stevie Barbie is it was available for pre-order for $50, $55 on Monday. It's already sold out.
Already sold out.
$55.
It forms part of Mattel's Barbie music series with smoky eyes and bangs. Nix's doll is holding her signature ribboned tambourine, wearing the signature platform boots and a gold moon necklace, dressed in a flowing black dress, inspired by the one that Nix wore on the cover of the legendary, and I still have it, 1977 album Rumors.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty
so
cool.
So awesome. Does it come with the shawl and just spin in circles like she does?
I don't know if it's got
She was just here at the forum. I got to go see her.
You did.
Stevie Nicks is amazing. I love Stevie Nicks.
And nobody sounds like her.
No, for sure.
Yep,
very unique.
Just the vocal quality that she has is so...
And still out there performing. I mean, still...
75.
Wow. Yeah, it was great. And I've seen Fleetwood Mac a couple of times with the whole band and... Now with Stevie, it's just great. Timeless music.
For sure.
Classic stuff. And now to come out, she's making her mark, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that. I saw Fleetwood Mac, all the original members, in like 1977.
Oh, nice.
At the Old County Stadium.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I know. Along with Kenny Loggins. It was Kenny Loggins and Fleetwood Mac.
Was it Loggins solo or was it Loggins and Messina?
No, it was Loggins solo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was Loggins solo.
Now, quick question. Is Mattel coming out with their own version? They're coming out with like a Lindsey Buckingham, like Ken doll component
right.
where you can put them next to each other, but after like 20, 30 minutes, you have to separate them. Like they just, you can tell there's tension in their
a lot of sexual tension, right?
Or they have magnets and they just automatically magnetically separate, you know, right?
Because yeah,
they're right. repulsed by each other.
Or together, then repulsed.
Well, and then we can put Christine McVie. I love it next to John, and then those can split, and then throw Mick Fleetwood in there.
Mick's off in the corner going, I love you, Stevie. I love you so much.
But it got us talking about what other stars, pop stars, whoever you would like to see be immortalized as a Barbie.
Immortalized?
Immortalized
is that what it
as
is?
A Barbie. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Stevie Nicks just got her own Barbie. They have a whole line of, you know, career Barbies and all those things. I'm just want to know who you think should also get the honor of a lifetime by becoming a Barbie.
I'm going to throw one out there.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
It's too soon.
Too soon?
I think it's too soon. I think you have to wait until she's 40.
Okay, so you gotta get like someone.
Why I just imposed that arbitrary rule?
Just
I
because
no idea.
There's an underlying hatred Jane has for Taylor
That's
Swift.
That's not true.
The 262 had a really good suggestion for a Barbie. That is, what do we need to do to get a Jane Barbie? It needs to happen.
Oh yes. God, yes. A short, chubby, gray-haired, slightly Oompa Loompa-shaped Barbie would be a first of its kind. There's no question about that. Okay, I'll go with Taylor Swift.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I would go with Taylor Swift. Greg, anybody that...
Aren't the Republicans kind of mad at Taylor Swift these days for encouraging young folks to vote?
Yes,
so,
and she's not telling them how to vote, Dominic.
No, of course she's not. She's just
telling them to register
and go
vote.
Well, we know that the more people engage, the worse it is for those Republicans.
And they've said that out loud in public.
Yes.
I mean,
for years,
yes.
Greg.
I mean, like, we were talking about that last week. We said, you know, they have said on record, if there's fair maps, they lose. If the Electoral College goes away, they lose. If young people are more engaged, they lose. If there's more access to voting, they lose. Like, they know they're losers. They know they're not running the right message. So what do? They play sore loser politics and then they act like, this is for freedom, everybody.
Yeah.
This is for freedom. And if there isn't already one, of course, a Beyonce Barbie.
Oh, yes.
Michelle Obama Barbie.
I like that.
I just thinking of the people I've seen, the women I've seen in concert recently, Janet Jackson Barbie. Man.
Oh my gosh, sure. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. God,
various outfits for her too.
I'd
buy the Rhythm Nation one.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go down that pathway.
I didn't say Rolling Stone cover version. My gosh, Jane.
How about Madonna? Let's do a Madonna Barbie.
No.
You don't have to worry about too many clothes.
Well, yeah.
And Material Girl Barbie, you know, got the long pink dress. That one wasn't too terrible.
Okay, I could stand a desperately seeking Susan Madonna Barbie. Yeah.
Deep cut.
Where she looks like she hasn't bathed in about a year and a half. I would go with that Madonna Barbie.
No, that was the lace times, right? She had the
she wore the
lace gloves. Yep, and and was always chewing gum. She would class act all the way.
I've got one coming out of not left field, but you won't be surprised once I say the name. Linda Evans. No, I'm sorry, Linda Carter,
Wonder Woman.
Well, she's already got a Wonder Woman doll.
We were talking about Wonder Woman doll, Jane. We were talking about Barbie dolls. So I'm only going with your...
Ooh, my rules.
Your rules. So.
My rules. Well, if you would like to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, which person, movie star, musician... politician.
Who becomes?
Do we need a Nancy Pelosi Barbie?
No.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh,
Barbie.
That'd be amazing.
That would be pretty amazing. That'd
be a great
actually.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a multiple lace collars.
Of course.
That
I
would
mean,
be
that's the,
part
that's,
of her accessory
that's
package.
That's how you know, right?
I would say AOC, but I would also want a talking AOC where you pull the string and it's just berating the GOP in Congress for their stupidity. I'd buy that one for every little girl I knew.
We have a text from Lynn from Oconomowoc at 844-967-2789. Michelle and Barack Barbies.
Yeah, that would be...
The couples.
That would sell out. That would be like Tickle Me Elmo and like 4 years down the road, you still can't get them.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Okay, we can't read that text that just came. I'll say it like this. The 262, Lauren Boebert with Kung Fu Grip.
With adjustable arm and hand motions.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
That's
vape cartridge not included.
Bring your own vape cartridge. Oh, God. And a dress two sizes too small. Anybody else we think deserves the unquestionable honor of becoming a Barbie?
My mom.
That's lovely. You know, that would be a really cool thing for Mattel to do.
Yeah.
If you could submit a portrait of someone in your life, and you got to make your own personalized Barbie?
Yeah.
I think people would jump all over that.
I am going to look into the Stevie Nicks one for my sister. She loves Stevie Nicks. She doesn't have a real relationship with Barbie, but if I can get her the Stevie Nicks Barbie, I would totally get that for her for Christmas.
Joan Jett Barbie?
Oh, there we go. Right? Rock and roll. She saw Joan recently as well. I know.
You and the wife
Tina
are just...
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner Barbie.
Man. Oh, poor Tina. Yeah.
That's a good one,
that
too.
That would be amazing.
How is the Joan Jett show?
Oh, Joan Jett rocks, man. She's always rocks.
And she's got to be well into her 60s.
Yeah, for sure. And
when
still,
the,
still looking good.
When The Runaways
good, still...
came out, she was like 14. So, yeah, she's got to be in her early 60s, maybe late 50s. She was a kid when The Runaways came out.
All of them were. Lita Ford, too, right? I
mean, yeah, they were like 14, 15 years old when they became famous.
Can you imagine being in that scene? Back then?
No.
At that age?
No.
I mean,
I couldn't imagine that as a young boy. I couldn't even imagine the waves they had to curtail.
Right.
As girls.
As girls,
as
right.
As girls.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's just go
as Runaways.
The yeah. The whole Runaways. All of them. Barbies.
Runaway Barbies.
Runaway Barbies.
Runaway Barbies. Okay. I can go with that. I don't know if I'm feeling Belinda Carlisle and the Go-Go's in the same way that I would go with the Runaways.
I mean, certainly left the mark. I mean,
they would very much lend themselves to Barbie. Their kind of aesthetic, I think, is very Barbie. The Go-Go's.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
I think they're kind of bubblegummy in the early 80s, back in the day, right?
Lots of big hair. And
We Got the Beat.
Those are good pop songs.
They still are. You can check in with us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have someone you want to nominate to receive their own Barbie doll, it's going to be tough to beat that last one from the 262 about Lauren Boebert. But
will that require batteries for that Barbie? I don't know.
No, I think there should be a string on her back. Meow.
Ouch.
Meow.
The Bengals. What about the Bengals? No.
If we're not going to do the Go-Go's, then we can't do the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals are deserving.
No.
Cher.
No. Whoa.
Cher.
Cher, of course. And then to go back political, former member of Congress, Shirley Chisholm.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. First black woman to run for president ever. Very powerful, very strong, very amazing. I vote Shirley Chisholm.
Then we could do a whole line of Democratic women and Republican women Barbie dolls.
Yeah. The Susan Collins one can always, you know, she'd come with two faces on it. You're like, oh, how's she going to vote? I don't know. She said one way, so I do the other way.
Lauren Boebert.
Ouch. Kyrsten Sinema. How's she going to vote, right?
She comes with different outfits. Lots of different outfits.
And lots and lots of different of outfits. Yeah. And MTG, I have many things I could suggest. They're just too nasty. I think I'm not going to say them out loud because it will come back to haunt me in karma. Yes. In some way, shape, or
Karma's
form.
Karma's a thing. Don't do that.
I know. But I would like Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton Barbie doll?
Hillary Clinton Barbie doll. She comes with a lot of baggage.
No, that's Bill. That's the baggage Bill. Is Bill.
Well, and we can just put a big anchor around her, and then it can be connected to him. We do have a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Sharky is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. Thanks for joining us. Who do you think should have their own Barbie?
Oh, I don't think I can handle the stress. I can barely handle my regular live dog, the Golden. So... I was going to give a little information, though, on the alert systems for coming up. So I hope I'm not too early on the call.
Well, Sharky, that's okay. Go ahead, because we're going to talk about this in the next break, which is fine. So everyone's phones are going to go off tomorrow at 1:20 or around 1:20 because of a test by the emergency alert system. So what did you want to share about that? We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so I could tell you that I was at an event in 2018, and it was nice event of nice people, honest people, good working, hard people. And one of them, though, was a actual high-ranking official of one of the villages in the Milwaukee area. He warned me that the federal government came in and said, we're going to drop some of these G5 towers in your village. And the gentleman said, listen, I'm the president. I can't just have you guys come in and drop these G5 towers. He says, well, you don't have a choice. And he says, well, I feel that my village should be able to work with this and make a decision. He says, nope, you don't have a choice. It's coming if you like it or not. Now, that was 2018. I was really taken back about the 5G system. And so it sounds like a conspiracy, but who the heck knows?
All right. Thank you, Sharky. We are coming up to the break. We will, again, go over what's going to happen tomorrow when this big system test goes off. We're also going to talk about where you can watch the Brewers playoff. Baseball begins tonight with our Brew Crew. All that and more on the other side of the break. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Down Les Paul Parkway are fighting traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board and my Tuesday co-host for the next couple of months while Kristen is on maternity leave, Dominic Salvia from Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocates. Catch them later this afternoon, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network. You're going to head from here to Madison. You're going to Madison Live today, right?
Going to Madison Live, yeah.
All right. Little mini road trip.
Well, not like the last few weeks, but, right. You know, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've been on the road a lot. But, oh, Wausau, Chippewa Falls, nice. Lacrosse.
Fun.
Yes, yes.
I bet that was a ball. That's your old stomping ground.
Oh, you know it.
I wanted to respond to just a couple of the text messages that we got in as we were taking your suggestions for who should get their next Barbie doll, because Stevie Nicks just got a Stevie Barbie. Lynn from Oconomowoc said, Susan Collins, Bikini Barbie. Ooh. And 608 suggested Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. Dolly should definitely be a Dolly.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Right?
Dolly should be a Dolly.
Dolly should be a Dolly. That's just a no-brainer. So thank you for all your suggestions. Want to remind you that tomorrow at about 1:20, your cell phone's going to go off. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and the FCC are conducting a test of the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alerts at approximately 1:20 tomorrow Central Time, Wednesday, October 4th. So your cell phone's going to go off, and there's really not too much that you can do about that. I did have someone who texted in when we were talking about domestic violence and October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month with Carmen Petrie, who was here. And texter from the 262 said, I saw something this morning. If there are people out there who are in an abusive situation and may happen to have a secret phone hidden from their abuser, and I know that there are people who do that, you want to make sure that it's turned off tomorrow when that emergency alert goes off. And having your phone silenced is not going to be enough to stop the alerts. So if you have a hidden backup phone somewhere, you want to turn that off tomorrow.
So even if our phones are silenced, they will still beep tomorrow.
That's what this texter says.
All right.
I'm not certain about that, but that's what this texter says.
Best to just cover yourself on that one.
Absolutely. And then, of course, on Twitter, bro, turn off your phone for a few hours, bro. They're going to beam a frequency, and it'll activate the graphene oxide. Even if you didn't get the COVID shot, it could be really bad. If it doesn't happen on October 4th, it'll definitely maybe happen October 11th.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks from now. I mean, it sounds like Trump's healthcare law. I mean, come on, you kidding me, people?
You got to take this seriously. It came from a trusted source. You got to live in fear like me, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh, no.
Apparently, this graphene oxide that will be triggered for people who are vaccinating is going to trigger a zombie apocalypse. So Thursday's show should be a whole different ball of wax.
Somebody says bro that much does not fear anything.
Bro. Come on, bro. If we just go down that wormhole for a minute, you know, to what end? Usually when things happen, you look for where the money's being made. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So if this is going to happen, and, you know, how many hundreds of millions of billions of people got the COVID shot, and billions of zombies are going to occur, I mean, how does that benefit, you know, the conspirators?
Just easier to... Well, we're not going to be easier to control if we're zombies.
Well, I mean, we're a bunch of zombies, man. Yeah. I mean, we're going to look like Matt Gaetz in the house.
Oh, God, that's ruined my day.
Oh, yes. Oh, hey, you know, you'd be taking it more seriously if you were threatened to be turned into Matt Gaetz and all of a sudden be like, oh, my God, this is real.
And you can identify them by the size of their foreheads.
Yeah.
We're going to the phones, 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Good morning, Rico. What did you want to say?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, guys, working hard here. I just got back with my second truckload of aluminum foil.
Better wrap your house, man.
I'm wrapping the house. I got one layer. Do you think I need another layer?
Definitely. Maybe three.
Two, three layers? Maybe five in honor of 5G. Lord almighty, I'm going to need another day off. Thanks, guys.
Well, we'll see you on Thursday, Rico, when we're all zombified.
We'll see what happens.
And we're calling for brains. Okay. Other thing we wanted to give you a heads up about, Greg Bock's very excited.
We're excited today. Today is Milwaukee Comedy Fest part three, day three
of Milwaukee Comedy Fest. How's it going so far?
So far it's great. Last night was the Roast of Milwaukee put on by Milwaukee Record. We do that in concert with them. Matt and Tyler over at Milwaukee Record are great, and it was wonderful to see such great comedians. A friend of the show, Ryan Mason, was there dressed up as 794 to defend his usefulness.
That's great.
And maybe 794 will come onto the show and talk about it. You know, maybe Dan Schaefer and 794 can go head to head.
Oh, I like that. But that would be a matchup.
Yeah. So this is night three. We're going to be at we're doing a Dandy Comedy Show, Milwaukee Comedy Fest edition. So it's going to be at Dandy, which is a resale shop on Valete Street, 5020 West Valete Street. It's going to be a fantastic evening, full of great comedians from all over the country. This is going to be night three, one show tonight. Tickets are available at mkecomedyfest.com. And those tickets, I think, are $10 or $15. Very, very affordable.
Such a
very
deal.
Affordable.
mkecomedyfest.com. Check it out and get some laughs this week as the 18th year of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival goes on. That's amazing. And two, tonight, of course, playoff of baseball, baby. The Brewers and the Diamondbacks playing at AmFam Field. And if you can't go to the game and you're not going to be able to watch the game, remember, you can always hear the Brewers tuning into our civic media stations, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and our flagship Brewers station and on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So, cheer on the Brewers tonight. Hopefully they will take those Diamondbacks. It's best of three.
Yep.
And I know we're out without Brandon Woodruff, but Greg Bock, you're feeling strong.
I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling supportive. I'm here for it. For baseball, baby.
All right.
Glorious victory for the Brewers. Is it two at home and then one on the road if need be? How does that work?
I believe it's, I don't know. The first one's here, I believe.
It's, tonight. They're at home tonight.
Right? Yeah.
They're at home tonight.
It might be back and forth, which,
that's kind of... We will have more details for you tomorrow. All right, stick around. We have the news coming up at noon, 12:15, the Wonderful Town Call with William Walters, followed by our friend Todd Alba with the Todd Alba Show from 1 to 3 p.m. And then Matt Flynn, followed by Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute from 4 to 6 p.m. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We will be back with you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted,
I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.